This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. You need news from 1914 as recorded in the Chelan Leader. On January 8, M.M. and H.R. Kingman are arranging to erect a modern brick theater especially designed for the moving picture business on the north side of Wooden Avenue, and that became the Ruby Theater. In February, Mrs. J.A. Larrabee received a sudden summons from death last Saturday evening. In April, concerted action by the commercial clubs looking to the securing of the immediate opening of the Colville Indian Reservation. The Indians are not making use of it to any extent, and in all probability will not, and it should be opened up for settlement. And of course, they didn't consider Wapato Point. In May, give us the dances of days gone by, with plenty of clothes and steps not so high. Put turkey trot capers and buttermilk slides, hurdy-gurdy twists and grizzly bear glides, all put on a level as products of hell, inspired by the devil. And let us feast our optics once more on the pure, sweet woman of the days of yore. In June, passengers' auto truck will begin service from the railway station at the Columbia River up to the towns at the foot of Lake Chelan. Time up will be 30 minutes. Time down will take much less time. July, Joe Henderson suffered a back injury and bad cut over his right eye when his horse fell with him on a steep, rocky hillside. The horse bolted through a wire fence, mangling both front legs horribly. Joe had presence of mind to crawl home, but has been laid up since. In September, two new buildings announced for Manson. A contract for a new concrete school building was let for $4,060. A creamery large enough to handle the milk of 100 cows with two churnings a week initially is planned near the steamer dock in Manson. Then in October, the Drys will storm Chelan next Sunday afternoon. 40 or 50 automobile loads of temperance advocates from Wenatchee will make a demonstration and hold a street meeting. Then in December, under the local news items column, Chelan needs a practical, not an ornamental mayor. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.